I want to switch gears and talk a little bit about currencies used in commodities and in international systems. We talk a lot about this petrodollar because oil, which we talk about constantly, given how much it's risen, is priced in U.S. dollars and how other central banks are kind of beholden to the U.S. because everything is priced in dollars and how they want commodities to be priced in other currencies, for instance. Is that doable given where we sit? Is this something that the U.S. controls or is it all way beyond our control?
I think it is within our control but beyond our regulation. And what I mean by that is when we think of the offshore dollar system, what we think of as the euro dollar system. This is just foreign banks producing their own dollars, manufacturing their own dollars using new loans denominated in dollars. Okay, so the Fed doesn't have any oversight, the Treasury, the Comptroller, nobody, we can't look at what's happening. But the Fed does step in, as we know, 2008, 2020, with these swap lines with foreign central banks. To me, that says the U.S. dollar is unique in that since the 60s, we've been willing to tolerate in the United States some level of offshore activity. It's very useful to the United States to have these offshore dollars. And in return, we provide this service. Is it sustainable? It seems to be so far. When we look at measures of euro dollar growth, of offshore dollar growth, that line is still going up and to the right. There are 14 trillion euro dollars, offshore dollars. There are 19 trillion domestic dollars. They're comparable in scale, and they're still growing.